Okay, Simukultani Bey's the Dinam of Chayla and Raife and what they misrap. So, Ches, Mutter le Raife lahak is dam. It's Mutter for a Raife to take blood, right? Because normally you're not allowed to damage the body, right? But a doctor is allowed to because it's necessary. Ulamashmish Adefek and to take the pulse, the Sharma comes Shabahisha. Or, and he has to touch anywhere else on the woman, Ophila Beishas Ish, even if she's an Eishas Ish, which normally is Mamish and Issa Daraisa, but you're allowed to do it if you're a doctor. Ophila Makam Tarfa, even if it's in her private parts, Kiderach HaRoifim, the way Roifim do it. Kimach Eina Issa Derach Taiva Bechiba. We had this in Avodah Zarah, in the Daf. Since he's not doing it, Derach Taiva and Chiba, Ela Shemim Malachta, who Isaac, he's Isaac in his Malacha, so Mamela, he's not going to have any desires. But if it's his, if a need, if it's his wife and his, he's a doctor, then when there's no sakana. And there's a roife who's a bucky like him. If a nida can be mishamish to baila when she's a chayla, I who I saw or him with him with her. Right, meaning if one spouse is a nida, what are you allowed to do? La'el, ima ben mutar lahakas dam la'aviv. We have this in Hilkos Kibud Av Va'Em, whether a son is allowed to take blood from his father. So we said also if there's nobody else, then it would be allowed. Test. If somebody has a stomach problem, the ish is not mashamash the isha. Bari. Right? Meaning a man is not allowed to take care of his wife when she's sick because the mice, a man has desire and he's gonna go after his wife even when she's in nida, even though she's sick, because he's the healthy one. But a woman, it's more makel for her to work with the man. Since he's the one that's a chayla, he's not going to have such desire. If somebody has medicine and his friend is sick and he needs them, he is not allowed to charge higher prices than what's roi, which is exactly what the drug companies do nowadays. Fine. So this is important halachas, like exactly how you go about being mevaker chayla. Right? So kashachayla, the mitzvah al kol adam mevaker. If somebody's sick, it's a mitzvah al kol adam to visit him. Shekem etzino b'kadosh baruch hu mevaker chayla. Hashem was mevaker chayla. K'moshe darshu Rabbi Seinu zal b'pasuk v'yara the v'yera elav Hashem b'loni mamre. He came to be mevaker chayla. Relatives and people that they're close to should go be mevaker chayla right away, right when they hear it. But people who are not so close, they're a little more distant, who are not used to going there, they shouldn't go. You don't want to give him a bad mazel. Everybody says, oh, he's sick, he's sick, he's sick. They shouldn't go till after 3 days. Meaning this is where some people decide not to publicize when somebody's sick, because there is something to that. I'm sorry, I skipped on. And did I say the last one? They only go after 3 days. They only go after 3 days. And if the chayli is jumping on him, meaning he's really getting sick. Kamar Rechaykin and Knossan Biyad, so then the Rechaykin also can come right away because that's helpful. The Mafilo Gadol Yelech, even a Gadol can go, is allowed to go be Bevakar Katan, even though normally it's below his dignity. But for Bikur Chaylam, it's allowed. Afilo Kamfam, even many times in a day. Bechala Maisif, a Reza Meshubach. Anybody who add, the more you add on, the more you Meshubach. Bevachala Yed, the Terechala Chaylam. And as long as it's not a tircha for the chayla. Hasayna, meaning that's people go to visit. You have to know that the chayla is not going to be upset. I actually spoke to somebody chashuv couple of days ago who was not well. Baruch Hashem, he's better. And I told him the reason why I didn't visit him is because, first of all, really because I'm lazy. But I told him that the reason that I didn't visit him was because I felt that he would feel that he has to entertain me, and it's going to be a pressure on him, and it would be pointless. And he told me he appreciates it. Maybe he was just saying that because he's a nice guy, but I don't know. And the more you visit, the better. Obviously, if somebody is don't go be mevaker your enemy.
You froze.
I thought it was just me that froze.
Happy I'm not
You
well.
froze. You froze.
You froze.
At what point?
Like 30 seconds ago.
Don't be mevaker.
After you said about the story about the Makhalim to the Adam Gadol.
I guess Hashem didn't like my story then. Must
You
be.
know, you froze after. He liked it. Let you finish your story and then you froze.
Right. So that means he didn't like. So let me shut this guy down.
That would be before you finished your story, but you finished it.
No, it's
Okay.
because you said Lashon Hara on yourself. You said that you're lazy.
That's not Lashon Hara. By me, it's a Mila. Anyways, I wasn't saying yes or bad or good, Naftali. I was just saying a fact. Okay,
No,
so.
you're who I look up to. So,
Well,
you
that maybe now we know your issues. Now
know.
we know. Okay. So, Soine, lo yivaker soine achoyla. Somebody who was an enemy, you should not go visit your enemy who's sick. And it shouldn't be Menachem Oval either. Why? You shouldn't. He shouldn't. He's going to think, oh, this guy's visiting me because he's so happy. I'm doing bad. But it's mutter to go to the levaya. That people are going to say that he's happy, because everybody knows they're going to die. So it can't be that somebody's going to just be happy that his enemy died. That a chayla doesn't have to stand up even for the nasi. And if he does want to stand up, then you don't tell him sit down. Meaning he could stand up if he wants. When a chayla is laying on the ground, the one visiting him should not sit on a chair higher than him. Because the shechina is on top of the head of a chayla. Hashem is supporting him on his bed that he's sick. But when the chayla is laying in a bed, then you're allowed to sit down on a bench or a chair. Fine. The main thing is to be ma'ayin and a tzarech. What do you have to do then? Meaning, what does he need? And he should have comfort with his friend. And he should put his das on him, if he evakish rachamim alav, and he should ask him for rachmanis, then bika v'loy bikesh, and if he visits him and he doesn't daven for him, like kiyam as a mitzvah. You hear that? When you go to mevaker chayla, you have to daven for him. If you don't daven for him, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's why you don't visit in the first 3 hours of the day. Because in the first few hours of the day, they're not feeling so sick. And then you're not going to be concerned. You're not going to daven him. And not the last 3 hours. Because then he's machmed from asking him for rachamim. So don't go to him when he feels good. And when you're asking for rachmanis, if you're davening in front of the chayla, you can use any language. Because the shechina is right there, so you can say whatever language you want. The shechina is right over there. But if you're davening for the chayla, not in front of him, the malachi asharis niskakim lahalos the tefilasai. The malachi asharis need to bring up his tefilas. Ve'enam niskakim lachala l'shainis. And they're not niskok to all the lashonos. Al kain yivakish b'loshon hakodesh, then he should be mivakish it in loshon kodesh. V'yichlo loy se'toch kol chayle Yisrael, and then include him in the chayle Yisrael. Shemitosh kol leim acherim, since he includes him with the others, Tilos and Ishmas, then his Tilos heard Yosin is Chuson Shal Rabin more than the Chus of the Rabin. But Yomer Hamokim Yirachim Alecha Basoy Kochayli Yisrael. Ubashabas Yomer Shabbos Hu Milit Shabbos Hu Milizoy. But if four Kroy Veloy, because you're not supposed to daven for a four Shalem on Shabbos, so you say it's Shabbos. We don't yell out. And the refuah should be close to coming. Barachama berubim v'shivsu b'shalom, and should have a lot of rachmanas, and then he should rest in peace. Meaning that's what it says. It's rest in peace sounds like for death. So I don't know if you should use that lashon anymore nowadays, but it means that he should have a restful Shabbos. Okay, so these are very not well known halachas that are important for knowing when to how to go properly be mevakar chol. Okay. Everybody should have a fine night. Be matzliach.
Sure.
All right.
Is wishing someone a refuah shleima, like, is that considered davening for him? Like, you're giving him a bracha?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, 100%. It is. Yeah, but that's mean. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to say refuah shleima. You're supposed to say Shabbos in the lizuk. And then the rest. I don't remember the rest, even though we just learned it.
I mean, like, if you're visiting someone who's a chayla and you say refuah shleima, is that can did you, you
yeah, I you're... think isn't that a tefillah? Isn't that a tefillah?
But the act of visiting him doesn't do anything if you're not davening for him. So why don't you just daven for him and not visit him?
No, because you want to do both.
But you don't get the mitzvah if you don't daven for him. I thought the whole thing was you're bringing the joy, happiness to the person you're visiting. But it seems to be that you're not getting that unless you daven for him. Like, you
no,
know, you go,
I
to
think
wedding, you go to a wedding and you're supposed to make the chasen kalah happy, you know, you get the mitzvah. Doesn't seem like the same case.
I hear. No, I'm not sure.
Right, you go to a wedding, right? You get the mitzvah because you're a custom cow, it's a little custom cow, right?
What do you mean? You have to go do something there. If you go there and stuff your face, why are you yaitza?
But I'm just saying, I hear. But let's,
I do that a lot. I'm saying I speak from experience.
No, I'm saying with Mivaka Kol, you're not even doing any. You're not getting anything unless you daven for them. So what are you going for?
No, well, daven for them. I don't understand. So daven for them.
You daven for them without going. You get the same mitzvah.
You're still recording, by the way.
I understand, so that's fine.
Okay. Sure. We'll cut it out. But I'm saying you don't need to go to get the mitzvah. That's what I'm trying to say. It seems to like that you don't get the mitzvah by going. You get the mitzvah by davening.
Why? That's what Kasriel is saying. Say refuah shleima. I think that's probably where the minute comes from, that you wish him a refuah shleima. That's a tefillah.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
But you could do that without visiting and get the same mitzvah.
No, because you also make him feel good when you visit him. You're doing both.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, all right, fine. Okay, have a good night. Nagazo.